That is fun to hear from Sandy. And just thinking of down to earth and getting out to the greenhouse, that sounds a lot like spring, doesn't it, Mabel Louise?
It certainly does.
Good morning.
And good morning to you and all those listeners out there. Guess what? Yes, you already know, next Sunday is Mother's Day. And you know what? Deuteronomy 5:16 says, honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you. How about that? And you know, it's because of my mother that I'm coming to you today to share God's word. You see, my mother prayed before I was born that the Lord would not only save my soul, but that he would put me into the ministry. So it was no surprise to her when I came home from Washington, D.C., right after the war was over, and I told my parents that I was going to head for Bible college and prepare for the ministry. She was so excited, and praise God. So I am thankful today to both my Jesus and my mother. Say, I found this cute little story that might just give you a smile. A teacher gave her class of second graders a lesson on the magnet and all the things that it does. And the next day, in a written test, she asked this question. My name has six letters. The first one is M. I pick up things. What am I? Well, when the test papers were turned in, the teacher was actually shocked because she found that almost 50% of the members of the class answered the question with the word mother. How about that? I'm sure that you mothers that are listening to me today are smiling because you're remembering all of those clothes you picked up on the floor this morning and put in the laundry basket. Let me ask you, did it include your husband? I better stay out of that one, hadn't I? Well, you've heard it said that behind every great man is a great woman. Throughout history, women have been very influential, not only in terms of their own contribution, but also in terms of great men that they stood behind. So today I want to visit with you about Sarah, who was the wife of Abraham and the mother of Isaac. Her name is listed among the many who were praised for their faith in the Hero of Faith, chapter 11 of Hebrews. I've done a series on that. And she was, of course, included. And Sarah was a proud owner in the early days. She was married in Ur, and she was a proud owner of a beautiful home in that town. She was 65 years old, and her husband, Abraham, was 75, 10 years older. And, of course, at that time, they were of pagan background, and let me add this, very well-to-do. They were involved in their city activities and well thought of right there in this town located in Babylonia. And one day, God spoke to Abraham and called on him to leave Ur and all of his friends and go to an unknown land called Canaan. I'm turning now to my Bible, that's open to Genesis chapter 12. Let me read three verses, okay? Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and from your father's house into a land that I will show you, and I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless you, I will curse them that curse you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Wow. What an introduction to her husband. Well, he promised Abraham, didn't he, that he would bless him and give him the land and prosper him. And through his seed, all the earth would be blessed. And Abraham believed God, and he shared all of this with his wife, Sarah. She loved her husband so much and trusted his leadership. And they left all they enjoyed in that nice home in Ur to go to an unknown destination by faith, if you please. And in that faith would be in the one true God. Yes, the one I love and hopefully you love. So what they did, they obeyed God when he said, get thee out of thy country and from your kindred and your father's house into the land I show you. Sarah's life at that time and even before became Abraham's life. Where he went, yes, she went. And she helped with all of the responsibilities. She could have said, I'm not about to travel. I've got a beautiful home. I have lots of possessions. I have everything so nice here. Why should I leave? But not Sarah. She wanted to be with her husband. Now they no longer had a normal home because they had to live in a tent. After all, they were traveling. Have you ever gone camping and put up a tent? That's no fun, is it? Half of your camping experiences is trying to get the tent upright. Well, now they had to live a nomadic lifestyle. Move, 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 move from place to place toward the land of Cana, and it was the chore of putting up and taking down those tents. I'm sure they had many tents. Abraham loved his devoted wife, and she was very, very beautiful. In fact, she was so beautiful that there were two kings that wanted to include her in their harem. And, you know, she was even beautiful in her old age. One of the kings wanted her in the harem at age 90. Wow, must be nice, huh? Well, so much so that she was attracted to other men, even men of authority. Abraham had to even lie to protect her from being taken away from him. The Bible says that she was a fair woman to look on. I do not want to paint a picture that they were very poor living in a tent, because really, they were very rich with lots of men and women servants, lots of cattle and lots of sheep and camels and you name it. Yes, they were very rich. Sarah's greatest trial was the fact that she was not able to bear a man-child for her beloved husband, even though the Lord told her and Abraham that they would have a son in Sarah's old age, and even gave him a name, they said, and his name will be called Isaac. To Hebrew women, barrenness was a disgrace. And so she, like most of us, became impatient, and she didn't want to wait any longer. So she suggested to Abraham, "Behold," this is what she said, "thy maid is in thy hand, do to her as it pleaseth thee." So Hagar, her maid, gave birth to a son, and she named him Ishmael. But shortly after the birth, a group of divine messengers came and told Abraham and Sarah that they would be having a son of their own. Yes, I said Sarah was 90 years old and Abraham was 100. Oh, my dear. Sarah heard them talking and she even laughed, thinking, "I'm too old." But let me remind you of a verse found in the book of Genesis. Nothing is too hard for our Lord. And of course, this would be a miracle. Soon Sarah became pregnant with child. She would have her miracle baby, yes, her very own. Well, the baby was born and they named him Isaac as God had told them. And by the way, the name Isaac means laughter. What joy in Sarah's heart to be able to present her husband with the son, and now they had an heir. Lots of trials were ahead, though, even in the midst of joy of having her own baby. Jealousy came between Hagar's son and baby Isaac. Tension arrived and the women fought, and Hagar and Ishmael had to leave. Now Sarah had the time to instruct Isaac in the Lord and in wisdom without all that discord in the family. But her next greatest trial had to be to face was God's command to sacrifice Isaac upon the altar. Most of the commentaries say that he was just a young boy, possibly 14, maybe even up to the age of 16. Can you imagine her anguish when she watched her husband and her son leave for the land of Moriah? Yet she had developed great faith in that she could pray to this wonderful Lord who had performed a miracle in her womb. She knew that he was a God of love and a God of mercy. So she remained obedient to him. And she would soon learn that that wonderful God had provided his own sacrifice of a lamb and spared her precious son. The Bible doesn't tell us anything else about Sarah after the experience of the sacrifice on the altar of Isaac, except that she died at the age of 127 years. And by the way, she is the only woman in the Bible whose age at her death is recorded. So this shows how important her life was to the Hebrew people. And Sarah was buried in the cave near Abraham's well-loved oak of Mamre. This was a beautiful spot selected by her beloved husband. Records tell us that Abraham mourned for her many, many days. And a few years later, on his wedding night, instead of preparing a new tent for his wife, Isaac married Rebekah and used the tent that belonged to his own mother because of his memory and how much he loved her. Now you can understand why I selected Sarah as my choice of a mother. I hope you enjoyed this as much as I enjoyed preparing it for you. So have a great day. It's beautiful outside here. The sun is shining. And those little tiny leaves are popping out
indeed
on the trees.
Yes.
So have a great day, okay? Yes. Bye-bye.